Talking politics with guys like seriously, Mark Hutchison is a smart dude. I think he's going to run again, and I just don't know what he's going to run for. He might run for governor, might run for the Senate. I mean, there are all kinds of races that are going to be up. And I'm going to tell you something. I think it's possible that we could have a wave election in 2022. That we could end up gaining seats in the Assembly and the State Senate. And in Congress, I mean, we've got some great people. I mean, you heard about Sam Peters. Sam Peters, smart dude, a veteran, a guy that is so incredibly smart. I'm excited, and I'm kind of like Mark Hutchison in a way, that I'm optimistic, even though we lost the presidency here in the state. The fact is that whether it's stolen, not stolen, we'll let you be the judge. But the fact is that we made gains. I mean, people like Andy Matthews in the state assembly is just a huge quantum leap for the state assembly. Having guys like that on our side is pretty impressive. And simply put, there are more of those kind of people on the way. Trust me. We're going to do a better job of vetting. And I've talked with leadership. I've talked with members of the Assembly, of the State Senate, and they are all on the same page that we need to do a better job of vetting, that we need to get people that can self-fund campaigns. I mean, money is a part of it. Let's face it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Michael Schaus talking about what's going on in Carson City. And by the way, we're going to talk about some of the good laws and some of the bad laws that they're talking about doing. We'll do that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 531, as we check out our traffic cams, be on the lookout for a stalled vehicle there. Interstate 15 northbound, it's at the Russell off-ramp. As you work your way past the stadium there, it's blocking the right lane, and it's causing some confusion, I'm sure, to the people who are behind all that wondering what's going on. Also, some slow flows on the 515 westbound at Charleston, eastbound 515 at Las Vegas Boulevard through the Spaghetti Bowl. You are bumper to bumper, Interstate 11 westbound at Horizon. Some people call it the 515. Also, look for some congestion. Lamb Boulevard, that is at the 15 interchange. And as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl from the west side of town, you'll touch the brakes there. US 95 eastbound at Decatur.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. College basketball tonight, UNLV on the road against San Jose State, 6:30 tip-off. Then tomorrow, Nevada at home against Colorado State, 6:30 tip-off in Reno. Hockey tomorrow, Golden Knights at the Avalanche, face-off at noon. Lakers forward Anthony Davis had his injuries reevaluated Thursday night by team doctors and will now be out for 4 weeks. He suffered a calf strain and aggravated the Achilles tendinosis in Sunday's loss to the Nuggets. He underwent an MRI Monday. Lakers host the Heat Saturday at 5:30. Clippers host the Jazz tonight at 7. The Raiders have re-signed defensive lineman David Irving. The 6'7", 290-pound D lineman was added to the practice squad in October and made 2 appearances last season, totaling 4 tackles. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up tonight.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition as we sprint to the finish line. The weekend straight ahead. In Carson City, they've been looking at two different bills, AB 93 and SB 88, bills that would rein in the governor's emergency powers. Have we had enough of King Sisolak? I think a lot of people have. And NPRI has been tracking those two bills. Michael Schaus is communications director for NPRI. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and I asked how NPRI got involved in this.
Yeah, so, you know, Daniel gave us that news, you know, a couple days ago because he's, of course, been going through Carson City, talking to as many lawmakers and lobbyists and folks that he can. And it's really depressing news to hear that, at least as of now, the Democrats have no intention of even considering either one of those bills. And the reason why it's, you know, really kind of, you know, takes us back is because even in places like New York, Democrats in New York have said that Andrew Cuomo has too much executive authority and you need to cut that back. So this isn't really a partisan issue. What we've seen from Governor Sisolak over the last year is a state of emergency that he thinks allows him to do virtually anything he wants without limitation and for an indefinite duration of time. And that's just not in sync with a democratic self-government system that we have here in Nevada.
And NPRI, correct me if I'm wrong, has just completed a study of this very issue and finds that the governor really does lack the legal authority. What authority is he citing now? Is there something in the statutes or in the state constitution dealing with emergencies?
Yeah, so he's using general emergency powers granted to the executive branch through the state constitution. What we found was really interesting is when we started to actually look at what those powers are as they're outlined in the Constitution and state statutes, we saw that they're very limited. They're very limited in what kind of emergencies the governor has actually given such extraordinary policing powers. For example, originally they were intended just purely for incidents like military attacks. So if somebody's bombing us, clearly we're not going to convene the legislature and have a long, drawn-out special session to see how we should evacuate people from the area around Nellis Air Force Base. Like, that just makes sense. Specifically, what's happening is Governor Sisolak's pointing to a provision that says he can control the behavior, control the actions of Nevadans as part of a state of emergency. What's interesting is that provision actually says he can only do that when cooperating with other federal or state agencies, such as the President of the United States orders an evacuation. He then would have authority to work with the President without legislative approval. So there's nothing in state law that actually gives him the power to, for example, limit how many people you can have over to your house on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
That is unbelievable. And one of the big question that comes up for me is, what can we do about this? Is there litigation that can win? Is there something that we as citizens should be doing? You know, writing not just our congressman, but our state representative and the leadership in both houses?
Well, you know, the big thing, yes, I mean, litigation could potentially take place. We've seen it happen in a couple of other states. Some judges have, you know, really kind of stepped up and said, yeah, this is a horrible abuse of executive authority, even in the time of a supposed emergency. The problem and the challenge that we would have for litigation in this state is standing. You would need to find, for example, a business owner that is willing to try to sue the state, which is a very daunting process. So that's one challenge. But what the average person out there can do is call your representatives and tell them that they need to start considering the bills put forward by Republicans to actually limit this power. Again, the bills are Assembly Bill 93 and Senate Bill 88. Both of them would... they wouldn't necessarily stop everything that Sisolak has done or stop anything that a future governor could do, but it would limit the time that a state of emergency would be imposed. So after a certain number of weeks, the legislature would have to give approval. Otherwise, the state of emergency would go away, as would all the emergency powers that the governor assumes for himself.
Well, and there are individual issues that I think require that same citizen activism. You know, the simple thing of locking up the committee hearing rooms, locking the doors, not allowing the general public in, even though I think the Constitution says that. I'm just curious if we need to begin a wholesale barrage on leadership in Carson City, and I mean, where everybody gets involved.
Yeah, I mean, here's the good news that we have being in Nevada. We're still a relatively small state. And what that means is, you know, if you lived in California right now and you were emailing or texting or calling your assemblyman, you would be one of several thousand people that are doing so in any given day. Here in Nevada, it's not quite like that yet. If you are calling your assembly person, calling your senator, you might be one of a couple dozen. So if all of a sudden they're overwhelmed by people calling, texting, emailing, and commenting on bills, it gets noticed. There was a bill proposed earlier this week that would basically tell homeschoolers they had to teach quote-unquote multicultural education. And there was over 1,200 comments in opposition to that bill by the time that the committee got around to hearing it. And that prompted them to say, well, we might have to relook at this. So just reaching out to them, it really is a huge first step. And then the more you can do from there, the better.
Again, joining us, Michael Shouse, Communications Director, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We are into week three of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and we're 3 weeks in as of today. And I guess, Michael, I keep asking myself the question: other than funding the legislative session, is there anything this legislature has done in 3 weeks?
Well, they, the only thing that really you can mark off in the done category is a small business grant that was the first bill to be passed and signed. And other than that, you know, this is part of the problem that I have when you have folks in this state saying, oh, we need to go to a session every single year because it's just too much for them to do in one session. And that's just absolute nonsense. Because what you see throughout every single legislative session, the first half of it is usually spent on procedural things and everybody's little pet projects and a couple little bickering quarrels here and there, and then all of a sudden in the second half, it is a mad dash to get everything done before the session runs out. So you'll really see things stepping up here in another month or so. Right now, it's kind of a typical beginning to a session where everybody's still just trying to figure out what their individual priorities are going to be.
Now, do you see any way, and I know you talk with people in Carson all the time, is there any possibility we're going to get people into the buildings sometime before June when we close this thing down?
You know, I certainly hope so. I was talking to somebody who's actually in the media just recently, and they were telling me about a story that they're writing where they're trying to get vaccinations to folks who are in the Capitol building right now with an eye towards that would allow them to at least bring in lobbyists and you know, groups such as ours and nonprofits and things like that. So I know that there's at least some folks up there that are dedicated to this idea of, hang on, this is a government that belongs to the people in Nevada. We need to make sure that the people actually have access to them.
That's Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Hey, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. They're waiting for you. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Friday. Get the weekend started edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been dealing with a lot over the last week, haven't we? Last Saturday, we had the end of the impeachment trial, the acquittal of the president, the second straight acquittal of then-President Donald J. Trump. We have endured the death of Rush Limbaugh. And in fact, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, did something rather unique this week for a private citizen. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story. And I'm sure Ron DeSantis is going to get a lot of trash about this, lowering the flags to half staff.
You know, I love this guy. I think he's a rising star in the Republican Party. But he knows Rush. He's listened to Rush, and we all have. And we all know that he's the goat of radio, especially in conservative media. And he figured that this was a way to, you know, kind of tip the hat to the greatest of all time and to lower the flags at half staff. And I was wondering if somebody was going to do this. And this is kind of funny, too. I saw in the same story here, Kevin, that you know Bo Snerdly.
Oh, yeah.
The producer, which we never saw. I don't think half the people who listen to him know what he looks like. But he says to me that Rush is a second-generation founding father. And, you know, I kind of agree with him.
No, he is. He is. And but the fact is that in New York State, you think that Andrew Cuomo is going to do that? I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. But there are other red states. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that in Texas or maybe another really, really red state. Maybe in the southeast, Georgia, Alabama, places like that, that maybe somebody would do that. I think it's a fitting tribute. Now, in the case of Florida, Rush moved his entire operation there, 25 years ago.
Right. And I think that makes it more appropriate because he broadcasts from West Palm Beach. He did for many, many years. And Florida is kind of his adopted home, kind of like Donald Trump, who is in Florida as well, instead of New York.
Which is really, really good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're gonna wrap it up and kind of wind it down for a Friday. Coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. It seems there's a new buzzword in the financial planning arena. It's called decumulation. Here to weigh in on what that means and how to do it is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, I think you're one of the first people to start using that word. Yeah. What does that mean?
I thought I invented the word, Steve.
I think you did.
Well, it's about just looking at what you have, lump sum. And it's important to do this. It's fun to look at these lump sums. I've talked to so many people over the years with 401k balances over $1 million. This is a lump sum of $1 million. And I say, how are you going to decumulate that? And they look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean? I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let it ride. Well, think about Vegas for a minute. When you go to Vegas, you watch the people that with these gigantic stacks of chips on the table. They've been winning. And then you'll see a person next to them with a pretty good stack of chips, but they take some of the chips and put it in their pocket, Steve. Mm-hmm. They decumulate the risk. They take money off the risk table. If you're not doing that in the stock market, you're just as guilty as the guy with the big stack when the ball lands on red when he had all the money on black. So we have to be very careful in the stock market. We have to be very careful planning for retirement. We've worked years, decades to build this balance up. Don't lose it in a year or two. And that happens too many times. Get a true spending strategy. Get a true risk cost benefit analysis and decumulate your money the right way. One of the best ways is to have that financial fill-up strategy where some of that money you have in your lump sum can now give you a lifetime income you can never outlive. Steve, that truly does take the worry out of living in retirement. Focus on what really matters to your retirement, folks. Create the freedom to live life without the worry of money by getting a proper decumulation and income strategy. Steve, the next 10 people, I'll do it at no cost for them.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word tonight and this week to Chris Wallace from Fox News. He looked back on what was the first month of the Joe Biden presidency. Here it is.
Chris, tomorrow's 1 month since the inauguration. How would you size up the first month of the Biden presidency? The good and the bad. What do you think about?
I think the surprisingly good has been how disciplined he has been. You know, we all, those of us who've covered Joe Biden for a while, know that, you know, he makes gaffes. He says things he doesn't want to, goes down various paths. There hasn't been much of that under President Biden. He has been very focused and very disciplined in terms of his activities, in terms of his messages. And, you know, he really has kept to the idea that COVID, the public health aspect and the economic aspect, is job one. You know, where I think you can give him some negative marks, obviously conservatives aren't going to like his agenda, but he won. They're not going to like all the executive orders, but he won. You know, there has been some mixed messaging, not so much gaffes, but just mixed messaging when it comes to the vaccine. When are we going to go back to normal? When will the vaccines be available? When will schools reopen? You know, he had to say, well, there's been some miscommunication about schools being open only one day a week. The miscommunication had come from the podium from his own press secretary, Jen Psaki. But, you know, given the fact that he is a liberal Democrat, I suspect that that most people are pretty, you know, the people that voted for him, at least, are pretty pleased. I will say one thing that I was impressed by in that town hall on CNN this week. He is not getting pushed around by the left. You know, there was been a push by AOC and Bernie Sanders for $50,000 debt forgiveness for school. He said flat out, I'm not doing that. On the minimum wage, he's making it pretty clear he's probably not going to push for that. And in a funny way, I wonder if the people at the White House don't think getting pushed from the left puts him more in the center, which is not a bad place to be in American politics.
Chris Wallace. You may agree with him. You may disagree with him. I've had my issues with him just over the last 6 months. But the guy's been around. The guy's been around, and he generally knows what he's talking about. Coming up next week, this rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine has been, in the state of Nevada, shall we say, spotty. We began dead last or second to the last. Things are picking up, but how do we get more people vaccinated? How do we get more people getting vaccine into their arms? We're going to delve into that next week with some experts on the subject. Also, next week, We just got confirmation. We're going to be joined, I believe it's Tuesday, by Governor Mike Huckabee. Yeah. And we'll talk about the Republican Party and how the Republican Party bounces back after losing the White House. Hope you have a great weekend. I plan on having a great weekend after a very difficult week on a lot.